made it echoey off is the one that makes it sound like normal.
It is under the same recording settings as classic Warhammer.
Is it going now?
Or and I believe we are now.
Acquire.
Business.
Imagine it's a factory. We're now acquire.
We're recording.
Just a bit of a tingle there.
In a swinging fashion.
We're swinging.
Oscillating audio. Ooh, stereo. But it's mono. Stereo. But it's mono.
Now, do you think that acts as a simple or a complex pendulum?
I think it's a complex.
You don't think the mass of the player is enough to offset the mass in the cord?
No, I think the two are closely similar. It's not like a pendulum. You've got a vast difference in mass between the pendulum and the actual cord.
So I was becoming a...
Where the planet actually rotates around the pendulum itself, which is quite impressive.
Sounds good, Teach.
I hope for better, actually.
Foucault's pendulum is pretty impressive with Professor Wooten.
I believe it's also a book by Umberto Eco.
It is. I read it when I was in South America, because there was nothing else left to read! What a book! Claw your eyes out!
I get really confused when people use other words.
Like what?
Science.
I get confused by
science.
What?
Nothing.
I almost did something, but I restrained myself.
What was it?
Have you given up doing impressions from Little Britain for Lent?
For Lent.
I haven't done one for ages. Apart from when I've been on my own, and that doesn't count.
You do it when you're on your own.
There's an advert on the back of one of my computer mice for a t-shirt with I want Bitty written on it.
I suppose it's a computer-esque kind of thing.
I
want Bitty.
Bitties and Bitties.
You own that.
I'm going to have to buy you this damn thing.
Nanny Bitty.
Nah, you should buy her a big stick. Every time he says it, hit her up in the head.
Yeah, there's like loads of Americans.
Pavlovian.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Surely he would have to buy himself the stick in order to hit her with it. Because if he bought a stick for her, and then that stick back.
Self-flagellation!
Okay.
Here's the traditional stick. Role-playing games in 1985. Look at all that MERP stuff, my lord.
I've got most of that.
Yeah, Umbar. Ooh, expensive these days.
Yes. Corsair, if anyone has a copy of Corsair's Gunbar, unblemished, that they don't want anymore,
they don't want a couple hundred dollars and just
more than
hand over.
More than happy
living
to home. I will add it next to Moria and Lorien and Bree and all the other ones. But if anyone has any Murph stuff, I'm more than happy to house it.
Is that 7396?
Yeah.
That's a very nice book you've got, Hal.
I love my book. Thank you, Madeline. Lindsay bought me my book for Valentine's Day.
Look, this thing has a guide to the D&D scenarios, the number of players, levels,
so they should level this
all the extra bits. Fantastic.
Should they? Plus 10 grand, isn't it?
Right,
I don't think enough attention was paid to my gift.
RuneQuest 3.
I have a very lovely leathery book with many, many pages, which is specifically
a lot of pages.
For this game, and I'm probably going to need it, to be quite honest. We're starting at session 15 in front of the book.
And is that an integral ribbon bookmark as
yes,
well?
Yes, this is indeed a ribbony bookmark, which will hold the page for me.
You can even tell people where I bought it from, if you like.
Where did you buy it from?
WH Smith.
That's fine. It's a very nice book, all the same. And what did you get, dear?
A car. Yeah. I was about to put it on.
Oh, dear.
A very nice necessity. Where do I put it if I haven't put it on?
What is it?
My necklace.
Have you got your rings on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
I was asking you what it was.
No.
I don't know what it is. I bought it.
Are you sure?
The Web of Eldor.
It's a big pair of scissors.
I was going to write something thrilling I was going to
write. One of the best ones in the world.
Brain egg.
Al's having kind of a problem thinking at the minute. He seems to not be able to, so...
I've got it.
Yes,
we've since the last session we have had numerous donations once again to the site. Thank you very much, lots of people. And we have Pigeon, which is quite a cool name.
Yay, Pigeon.
Lemur. All animals.
Call it Lemur 7.
Excuse me, what did you call his username earlier on?
Lemur.
No, I don't think that was quite what you
is
said.
Is that L-E-M-U-R?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Pigeon, lemur, cob 37 is clearly vegetable.
Is he? Isn't a cob?
Could be a swan.
Cob, very good.
And then that well-known giant animal, the Anonymous.
Anonymous. So you got them all, really?
Yes. Thank you to the four very nice
animal-oriented donations
so far this month. And made the donations continue greatly, because I'm actually making a charity donation for Nationals from Saturday, a little tiny one, because I think it's very good to donate to charity.
Oh, it's very, yeah, very difficult to get tax back on that one.
Well, it is quite a tax back on that one, but, you know, considering I'm not actually a company, just a website, it's difficult to get tax back. But it's all good to donate to charity events, as we've already managed to donate 50-odd wargaming tables.
Really? You have 50-odd wargaming tables in your house?
We found, we found them lying around in Arnold Labour and they didn't want them anymore.
What? In Arnold Labour? They had 50 wargaming tables?
Just lying there with wargaming tables for HAL written on them.
Amazing.
Textured, plasticised, 8-foot by 2-foot chipboard.
At Arnold Labour's? Can you all just go down and pick them up? Oh, let's pick up 50.
Yeah.
60, 70?
Actually, it might be slightly more than 50. There's enough to make about 25 or 26 wargaming tables anyway. Full.
How generous of Arnold Labour too.
Well, they kind of sold them at less than a quid a sheet, which was very nice of them, considering it's probably about a 5 or 6 quid a sheet. No.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They kind of bought them or something.
We bought them.
Right. We bought them.
Very nice people.
They are, very nice.
Arnold Labour, buy your timber products from Arnold Labour.
Very big sawmill, incidentally. Simon at Arnold Labour, very nice man. Also Dennis, who said we could have some offcuts and broken stock. Which is
very much. That's Arnold Labour in Bradford.
Yes, sure. Should you ever want a wargaming table, they probably got it. They could 40 by 40 sheets.
40 by 40
It's enormous. Yeah, it's massive.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a big wargaming table.
Thank you to all the donators, and charity is good.
Is it time to dungeon on?
I think we're dungeoning on. Last game, you were wandering around some tombs and opening them. I believe you opened
which one was that?
An entire row of tombs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which totaled 8.
We were quite systematic.
3 rows of 8 left.
Yes.
Nothing particularly exciting had happened in said tombs. The odd trap, the odd Varghuli head that gave Paul a big sloppy kiss.
I've had worse.
You probably have, actually. Those hairy dwarven women. These were tentacled flappy heads.
Take what you can get in the dungeon,
then. Some ghouls, right? Yes, there were some ghouls lurking in one of the other ones. And you've only found a silver dagger, and I believe you may still be continuing to hack at these, but I'm not quite sure where you're born yet. So,
we're tracing symbols.
Oh, yes, you are. Ladies and gentlemen,
we
what are you
doing?
What are you doing?
We better watch out for demons, because we all know that demons are a ghoul's best friend.
Okay.
Yeah!
Hey! It's the weird fella.
I can smell the first quote of the, summary. Anyway, okay. Go on then, kids. What are you doing?
I need to think of something with this of mine.
These things seem to be...
You'll just pop out.
Well, how... We've done the bottom southern row, haven't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Should we therefore just do a snake
do the pack rest.
Up? Yeah.
Do the rest one by one, kill everything.
Yeah. It's systematic.
So which one are you going
it's
for?
It's dungeon science.
The next one up. Kill all of them.
What does science mean?
It means, like, where you go...
Are we all standing ready for whatever comes out?
What you've got
science.
Very nice. You trace the symbol, you have to trace the symbol, and if you're lawful good, it only works for you. Welcome to the land of lawful good. If you die, they're really, 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 really in trouble. There's whole areas of this dungeon that I'm even going to get touched without you. Okay.
We're just looking for a way out of this bloody place.
You trace the symbol.
It's fine, he doesn't actually need it.
The door slides upwards into the ceiling.
Ready!
There's a huge explosion as a fireball rips through the area.
It's a good thing I was a builder.
I'm assuming you're ready for things that come out of this door.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yes, we are.
Fireball.
People will make me a reflex save.
Reflex is the answer.
Apparently, I have to remember evasion according to my sheet.
22.
21 for Balazar.
17.
That's a lot of dice.
Too
right. Who got over 14?
Yay!
All of you.
We all
yes. And you may all take, except for Lindsay, half of 29, which will round to 15.
Woo!
Damage. Lindsay takes nothing Lindsay as she dives behind Balazar and the explosion washes over.
Oh! It singed my hair off! Oh, bugger!
So that's just 2 with a 10 then.
Ouch!
Oh yes, I forget
14
you're
off.
You flameproof bastard.
Yeah.
Our first swear word of the evening. Yay! And it came from Finn. What were the odds of that?
It won't be the fucking last.
It's roleplay, dammit!
You're such a delicate boy.
I always feel like saying that English people don't swear this much, but we do.
That's North England. My mother listens to this, though she doesn't donate.
Just not too late. Somewhere your parents have done it for a long, long time. To bring you to here today.
Well, they did buy that.
That is a significant donation in the audio recorder. As we now swapped machines.
Hello.
Onto Hal's recording device.
Hello,
I mean, not that we couldn't have mustered.
Would anyone like a pie?
Yeah, it's
all going to spare. The
orc
might like a pie.
Would the orc like a pie?
Pie. Orc pie. Oh, yes. Oh.
Cherry
orc
pie.
And pie, the best. Thank you.
It's only small pie. So
snack girl may like
a pie. Ka-ching! Oh, yeah.
Cherry, aren't they?
Yes.
Snack girl may like a pie if she wants it.
Pie.
Well, they are cherry pies. Made with genuine cherries. Okay.
Are they damn fine cherry pies?
Yes, the damn fine cherry pies. Where's my black coffee? Agent Cooper.
I have no idea what's being talked about.
Yeah, you were probably about four.
What are you talking about?
Twin Peaks. Oh, they ate cherry pie and drank coffee a lot.
I watched
all of those with my mother, and my dad used to come in from like...
Did you watch Firewalk with me?
Yeah, I put it on tape. And he used to sit down halfway through and he'd go, what's this shit? And be like, shut up. Because he wouldn't be able to pick it up at all, because it was incredibly confusing. And then it got even more confusing. And even people who watched it all the way through hadn't really clue what was going on.
You had to watch the movie to find out what the hell happened in the beginning.
Good.
Okay, where are we? Where
Laura
are
you going to the next door?
Yeah.
Laura
next door.
Before it goes off, we're checking traps.
Okay. Check traps, Liz?
Yes, that's my job, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm still de-singeing my robes and my head at the moment, and fireball just been off.
18.
You don't think it's trapped?
I don't think it's trapped. That probably means nothing, because I've been sidelining as
a fighter. The robe doesn't think it's trapped! Hurrah!
Been sidelining as a fighter.
Yes. You have to remind me now how to play it.
I'm going to go here. So you won't get hit by random. Actually, a couple more of those fireballs and there'll be some serious damage.
Sorry.
I'm going to put on mage armor!
Okay.
Why?
Which would have done Shagol against the fireball.
Yeah, but might as well use the spell now.
Makes him feel better.
Yes.
The door opens.
Woohoo!
Into an empty chamber.
Yeah.
It's empty. Oh, that was easy. Next!
Anything in it? Or is it completely empty?
Are you going in?
Dot, dot, dot.
I'll go in. I'm
beware the ellipsis. Let
Garut barge is in.
Beware
the door closes behind Garut.
The door
opens
behind
the room fills with water very quickly.
Hack away!
You open the door, and a huge amount of water floods out.
Oh, don't need to hack away.
Quick!
I'm just about to hack away. Hack away.
Take your acrobat then, by your group.
I had one.
As you could do it
a while ago.
Yeah, there is that.
About four doors back.
Hit them. My face is a bit blackened from the bloody fireball that just went off of the
last
door.
That's
you have a nice bath.
Yeah, it's like an auto shower.
I splash the wizard a lot.
I go, that's fine, I like the splashing.
I stop really quickly.
Is that splashing or sploshing?
Splash, splosh, all of
this. Suggesting us all. That's all we led to Brooklyn then.
No living your pencils, they're not.
Next one.
We don't talk about dwarven ones.
You're really doing all of it.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, why not? One of them may hold the exit.
The next one is empty. I'm not bothered going in.
There's a chance there is a booth that will the gateway that will take
really
us out of here.
I'm really disappointed because who is it that's playing the other game? Is it Neil? They had a sensible option why they didn't have to go in any of the rooms.
What?
When they're playing their version of this. They just found the out that they stayed on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they started at the start and put their hand on the right hand wall and followed it round, which meant that they got to the challenge rating 7 Sturge Nest,
where
they were level 1.
Ooh.
So Rich reduced the challenge rating to basically nothing by making them
just
a handful of normal Sturges.
Hang on, so if you put your hand on the wall, your right hand, on the right hand wall, at the beginning,
you end up at
and you follow all the way down like you do with a maze,
you end up at a challenge rating 7 Sturge Nest.
Wow.
Well, you have to go through 7 secret doors.
They have two elves, which are technically
We've just ignored loads of secret doors so far.
I just thought it was quite a clever way to do it, actually, and I kind of wish we
had. But unfortunately, if I was running it, I would have had a challenge rating 7 Sturge Nest.
Because that's what's there.
We would have died.
Sorry.
You would have died or run away, severely drained of constitution.
But that's the purpose of the review thing, isn't it? I mean, you play it as it's written just to see what happens.
I've actually dumbed it up a bit. I haven't listened to this at all.
The purpose
that he didn't want to spoil it for himself.
I've dumbed it up a bit, incidentally, at certain points. When you had lots of party members on higher levels than you should have been, I actually added monsters.
Okay, opening...
You are fine!
Okay. Like fiendish minotaurs.
Fiendish minotaurs.
Anyway, next.
Next one.
I'll assume you check for traps, trust me. I'll give her an average roll. Just to get you through these damn rooms. Next one.
But next one. Are evil.
Oh, evil.
Our best friends. Right then. Is that how you're sat?
Yes.
What are these anyway?
Great.
How we fit in here.
And I have Nestle
five creatures, creatures, please.
What size creatures?
Well, they're small.
Hey!
Last? Come up again.
Not the size of ponies, there.
Are they those flying things?
They're small.
I figured they were small. As obviously a person is not small, and therefore part of the person must be small.
And that's cat size, was that?
Yeah, they're kind of cats. They're about the size of your head.
Which cat?
Oh, you mean that's Sturgeon?
One of our cats? Or one of Helen and Paul's cats?
Not good. Actually, that's a good point.
Ah, really?
Remember my size like four times bigger than yours. Cat.
Yay, four small creatures.
Actually got four small creatures.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing. Right. I assume you'll be expecting this, although it tells me in the book that it is an ambush. I'm not buying that for a second.
You've opened eight of these things, eh?
Yeah, I'm standing here brandishing a big fuck off hat, not expecting anything.
Expecting an empty room.
This I understand, which is why I'm not going to make you ambush, I'm just going to make you roll for initiative.
Okay.
Oh, can't do it yet.
Why?
Can't
do anything yet. Steams unprepared!
18 for the Bargoolies.
That is nothing against the mettle of our brave adventurers.
Bargoolies on 18.
Oops. Well, we'll give them a fighting chance.
21 for the
Phelan. 14
for Balazar.
Wow, he's so fast.
She's an entity unto herself.
He's still recovering from having his hair singed off his head.
12. Beard singeing.
Oh, yeah, five more than that, Calvius.
And we got them.
Yeah.
One rolled a 9. I believe that's a flat rate for Sliths. And the others rolled an 18.
That's 18 for Calis.
Yeah, Calis gets plus one initially.
The very nice person that's on me these notes actually has worse spelling than me.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Just.
Okay.
Possibly.
Who's on?
Come on, ba-ba. Bastion has 14.
Let's go.
Same as
Phelan.
Calis is first.
Mm. Calis before Phelan.
Phelan.
Oh, sorry.
Phelan, dude, go.
We need 12, don't we?
Go failing, go failing, go failing, go.
This is where I have to admit I wasn't listening to what we're fighting.
Oh no!
Sorry.
Bargools.
Ah!
Flying heads!
Fine,
we dealt with them last time.
You're actually round that corner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll take them out. There's only four.
Okay,
five? Damn.
Can I squidge in?
You don't need to. If you're gonna fire your bow, you don't need to squidge. Yeah. You have a precise shot now, don't you?
Shoot
through
the gap. Shall I just
fireball? So you can fire through the gap.
Okay. 26.
Whoa!
Money's on that hit.
Yeah.
3.
3 damage?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, you're a fire. What are you firing?
4.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
But your crossbow. Yeah, 2, isn't it? 3.
Because you have the strength.
I'm starting to learn what I need to roll.
Hello?
This is quite confusing.
Yeah. Who's next?
Calvis.
Calvis. He'll probably move around the corner where he gets a bead on one and shoot it. Oh, he doesn't actually have a precise shot, does he?
No.
Oh,
but he's closer to the cover than they are.
Yeah, okay, he'll have a go. The cover being a person.
Yeah.
He'll hit.
Yay! Go, lizard man!
4. You leave it to look. Okay.
Their
mouths are open on 3 of them, and there is a loud shriek. Well, that fortitude serves 3 times, please.
3 times?
A fortitude, 3 shrieks.
14.
Do you want the lowest number in total?
Yeah, just give me your lowest numbers.
18.
Oh!
A fail.
A fail.
4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. 13. That's your lowest number. My lowest number is 13 for Mr. Ballard.
Lizard Man.
That's a fail, I assume. Yeah, okay. That's 2 fails for whoever's top Lizard Man. That's a serve. That's a preserve. That's a serve. Calvis is fine.
Isn't she a lizard lady?
Yes, she's a lizard woman. Which one is the woman? I can't tell with lizard people. Slits. Slits is a woman. Lady,
yes. Right then. Anyone who got under 12.
Shoo!
Must be all of mine then.
Is frozen to the spot.
Can I be frozen to the spot 3 times just to signify how craply I rolled?
No.
Okay. I got 29 at one
point. You just dance around, do the finger and move
it. Yeah. Whom is frozen to the spot?
Failing me and Slith.
Right then. One of the lizard persons, not lizard persons, Vargulis, will fly to the door.
Walk, walk, walk.
And attempt to give you a snog.
Can I shoot one as it's coming through?
No. You didn't hold action. You haven't had a action yet to hold. The other one will fly over your head and attempt to snog failing. I believe Garou may have an attack for that. Or can he?
No.
Why? Oh, is he gone yet?
Reflexes.
You haven't gone yet, have you? No, I don't think you do.
No.
Okay. No, you can't then.
Right. 2 snogs in the offing. It's not so bad!
Right, mellow touch attack for you, Mr. Bowser.
I don't know him well enough for snog. No thumbs on the first date. Rather.
This could be a second date.
19.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe thoughts of...
Oh, crap.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
That's good.
Well, it was a fun game.
And 5 for failing. It fails to get its tongue down
I'll
your
swap.
Neck.
I'll swap my numbers for Steve's numbers, because I'd rather I die than he stayed
you
alive.
You have big snog.
Well, it depends.
Hmm?
What? Because you don't get your dex or anything.
It rolled 5.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your melee touch attack?
Powered.
Right. It's a melee touch attack.
Touch
it only kisses paralysed and succeeded in a melee touch attack.
Yeah.
I don't have to paralysation.
Touch.
It has to roll for it, so I
my
assume
touch
it has to hit you. Because it's a very specific target area, isn't it?
My touch is 16.
Rolls challenge.
Yeah, she's way high.
Consult the mini player.
So even if you lose a deck, she's still 11.
Hmm? It depends, because stationary objects are fine, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose they are.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually service, though. It would skate it, I'm sure, if it was actually a stationary object you were trying to hit.
What's the actual question?
Yeah, what is the question?
Does the rule in Varguli Kiss that says, if Vargul can kiss paralysed targets with a successful melee touch attack, an affected opponent must succeed on a DC 15 fault save.
So,
or
how
do they count? Do they count as an immobile object while they're paralysed, or do they still have to succeed in the melee touch attack? I think I'll rule they actually have to succeed in the melee touch attack, because that means they're absolutely obscene otherwise. Even with their attack of 3, they still have to hit your melee touch, because it's a very small area and they're flying on their ears, so they're not the best of flying, I don't think.
Well, it's difficult to tell. They're magical creatures. They could be like the Red Arrows.
Do we have good? Yeah, they are good flyers.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's fair. We'll rule what it says.
So
what does that mean?
It means that...
Failing is not.
Who's next?
We want 18, so we're on to Balazar.
Balazar has his heavy crossbow ready to take out one of the wee flying heads of the air.
See.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand a word of that. No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
So, are you shooting one or not?
Yes!
Right.
Oh. I'll shoot the one that's near the door or somewhere.
Which one? It's important.
This one.
Right. That's in combat, so you're -4.
Or you could use a spell.
With an option of hitting either Garut or failing or Bastard.
Oh, damn. I'm used to sparring you to combat.
Well, I'd be random.
I've been doing it for ages.
You firing into combat?
And yet you get no better at it.
Don't give him options to hit us, because he
will. He will, yeah.
Okay, well, I can use a spell. Hang on, give me a second. Go with my spell. Fireball, maybe not. False life, no. Mirror image, no. He didn't take that
one today. Perhaps a nice magic missile.
Didn't take magic missile today.
You bet that.
If you haven't taken magic missile, you're the worst wizard in the world.
I took magic missile today. I did. Ooh, with unerring accuracy, a small missile goes bing, going out of my fingers.
Just pick the target and roll the damage.
This one.
Okay.
2d4 plus 2.
Is it 3d4 now?
Is it 3d4?
It's one every 3d4.
3d4 plus 3! Whoa, take this, you wee flying head. Ooh, that's...
It's dead.
And a... 7, 8, 11 points of damage to the flying head.
The one that was trying to snog you has died.
It explodes in a... remove him. That's him.
Very good.
Who's next?
Me, yeah.
You go. That's how
you do it.
Yes,
long
enough.
Group.
Smack! You're
going to
cleave.
Well, hopefully.
Go on then. I'll have
to do it. I do have 3 attacks if there's a problem, however.
Go loot! Oh, there is a problem.
13?
That'll hit.
Oh, my God.
They're only 12.
They suck!
They're only 12. Yeah, they're really bad.
Actually, they kind of suck and... Yeah,
but they're really bad, except for their special attack is obscene. In a sense, if it gets through, it's very bad.
I'm doing plus 6 damage on all of these attacks.
Right, just consider that one dead, then.
Shall I cleave, then?
Yeah. They only have 5 hit points as well.
Okay, if I hit, they die.
Yeah.
Like balloons! That's more.
That's 6. Another dead one. So,
second attack.
Of 3.
We're going to get one more attack, aren't you?
That'll hit, it's dead.
It's dead. Oh, very good. There's only one left. It looks nervous.
I guess it could look nervous.
Come on, then.
It's a nervous wiggly.
That means it's weeing itself.
Yes, it's weeing itself.
Does it have the necessary apparatus to
wee itself? No, it had a lot to do long ago.
Does it know how to act in this situation? No, it's just winging it.
Uh-oh. It's it.
Yeah.
Is
everyone else paralysed?
It screams again. Those that aren't paralysed can make me a fort check.
Fort check. Ooh, that's a bad roll for me. 18.
You love
16.
They've been happy about a result, and then there's just been smoke.
And whatever lizard man is still mobile has
definitely
also succeeded on a 14. Okay. Calhis tries to shoot.
Which is the male, isn't it?
Yeah.
Calhis misses.
Oh dear.
Balazar.
Mm-hmm. Balazar, it's you.
Stay there, I'll take it. I'm going to hold my actions.
Okay.
Unless something interesting happens.
Yes.
Good.
Moves into the room.
It's like chess, isn't it? I take you.
Dead.
Okay, it does. Congratulations, 5 Varghulis a day.
Go Urs.
Uh-huh. I think that D&D 3rd edition is much more tactical with all this 5-foot stepping and attacks of opportunity. 1st edition, go in and welly it! Bing, 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 just roll those bloody dice! Every attack took a minute! Bing, 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 bing! Fantastic. Those were the days.
Oh. Okay.
Now you go at 10 times the bloody speed.
Yes. Okay. What next?
They're all dead.
You wait for a few seconds and you can all move again. That's his last
scrunchy.
I didn't like that. It was scary. I couldn't move.
No, now I know how you feel.
Don't worry, you get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it.
Thank you.
Does that mean they didn't like me because they didn't kiss me?
Yes, probably.
I think they were just expecting someone taller.
That's heightist. I'll punch you in the...
Like the half-orc cares.
Miss, he's being sizeist.
No, I shall check me over.
Okay.
If I can do that.
Well, you can. You can feel around and stuff.
We close our eyes.
And get 22.
Whee!
There's nothing medically wrong with you. Okay. You feel fine, except for any wounds.
Don't worry about it, Bastion. I've been kissed before. No problem. It's just a bit icky on the lips.
Yeah,
and the tongue's just... Ugh.
I like this book. It makes me write neater.
It's the first notebook I've ever bought you that you've actually used.
Well, I can't use that one you got me from Aspinall's because it's far too bloody nice.
So you can use the point.
It's just nice to have. It looks good.
The most expensive book in the world.
Fantastic.
And you've never used it.
Oh, right. I use it to write my memoirs.
Anyway, dungeon on.
Yes. Next room.
Can we go left now?
Go left. Da, 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 da.
Oh,
no,
yes,
the next room is empty.
Sorry.
Yeah. Pick another one.
Keep going. Matthew said it was random anyway.
Yeah, we're doing it systematic, but we know it's random.
Keep going until we find something good. Or something we can hit.
The way out! We're looking for the bloody way out! Mm-hmm. It's got to be here somewhere.
It does say we go back the way we came.
Ouch. You trace the symbol on the door. Gas billows from the room.
Can gas billow?
Yes, it can.
It probably catches.
It probably didn't find the traps.
No, the traps are inside the room.
Oh, okay.
They're not on the door. Being magically sealed, they're in the room. As she can tell you now.
Stop it.
Lindsay, you may now tell them the trap triggers are all in the room and are triggered by having the door open, not by opening the door.
What the voice in my head just said.
Okay. Yes, anyone along that front side, probably does include Bastion, Balazar and Thalin.
Yay.
You now have the honour of ruling me. Ooh, rolling me a fortitude serve.
Fortitude! We're particularly fortuous.
22.
That's my better saves, and still no.
What is that?
8.
17 for Balazar.
Oh dear.
Oh, no,
Steve, take a charisma loss.
Oh, we won't miss it.
Poison, lose charisma.
It's a very acid? Nasty. It's sort of an acidic mist.
How much for charisma loss?
It's ungold dust.
Ungold dust.
I'm actually going to treat myself.
What's the matter?
1 minute later.
Isn't that
I treat myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that what we had in Neil's game?
Yeah.
Ungold dust.
I've never heard of it before.
Natural 20!
Yes, 33 on my heel check.
Meaning you're not taking the second hit.
It means it's resurrected
DC 34 or higher, yes.
It isn't. However, the second hit would have been very nasty, because it's D6 charisma loss plus 1 charisma drain.
Quite harsh.
Ouch. Maybe we should get away from that door.
Okay, it clears below down the corridor.
I really don't think we should go in any more of these.
No.
Because all the traps are on the inside and I can't find them. And I keep getting scared because there is dust and gas and water. And things that won't...
Which means we're bound to be near the exit!
That won't kiss me.
Only the exit would be this challenging!
Fine, so go somewhere else then.
Yeah.
You have no idea
what?
What's the exit. Okay, where are you heading?
I do.
But we're only halfway through!
Are you going straight south?
Or do we want to go this way?
Done them all.
What was that?
We'll go west.
You're going west. Back west.
We're heading
back
west. Doing?
Are you heading back?
You want to go south and west?
The exit could be in any one of these chambers.
An exit be inside one of these chambers? That's just stupid.
Welcome to the land of magic.
Look, I don't know science.
Watch this.
I know that
magic.
The door is bigger than one of these.
No!
It's going to be a big spiral staircase.
Going up or down, whatever!
To the surface.
Yes.
Don't confuse me.
So, are you walking west along the bottom of these rooms? Or are you going to step first and then west? Or?
We're being nibbled to death.
Mm. I'm fine! Well, okay, maybe a bit of singeing from the Bible, but besides that...
Mm-hmm. Well, so... Are you going straight west? Are you going south then west? Are you going south south then west? South 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 then west? Or south 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 south?
I can't believe we've given up halfway through.
If you're going south, don't.
We could just go same.
Straight south?
Yeah, directly south.
You're going to. You have a map of this room.
Yes, we have a map of the entire area.
Piles big.
We do, yes.
10 million bigs.
That's my saying.
I know.
Thief.
Sorry.
Mucha. Oh, well, if you're absolutely sure there's no exits in those chambers.
It's not thief, it's rogue.
Thief.
Your dad was probably a thief, not a rogue.
My mum was a very nice person. She never stole anything off anybody. Unless they were dead. Or she killed them.
Okay.
Surely that's the same thing.
Come down.
Although they were dying.
You head south. As you approach, they're very suddenly sort of dead end. You realise there's a door on either side. Both doors are closed.
I shall search them for traps, because I remember I don't find any traps.
Which side do you search?
Left.
The left door.
As I go down.
Okay.
So
you don't
a roll of natural one. It's a bit of a hindrance.
You don't think there's a trap on that door?
Okay,
I'll
try the other door.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
I'm followed by a roll of a natural 2.
I get a different
which is
dice.
100% better than the last one. It's still a 2.
I think we'll be using this dice from now on. Where's 20? Oh, training it.
You need to get the cheap dice with 2 20s and more ones.
That would be really good.
Okay. You hear noises from inside the rooms. You hear noises from inside the rooms of movement, like weapons and things being drawn and readied.
My major arm is still on.
I don't think there's any traps on these doors, but my spider sense tells me I may be wrong.
Oh, okay. My spider sense.
Yeah. I get big flashing images next to me.
Right. Time to open the door and charge.
Sounds good to me. So that's one door and that's the other door. Is that right? Mm. Okay. I'm not charging anywhere. I'm little.
Which side are you going? Is anyone opening a door?
Where did you hear the sound?
Where did you hear the noise?
They're in both rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Can we wedge one of the doors shut and then tap the other side?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll wedge one of the doors shut. I can do that, can't I?
In fact, is there a lock on it? You can lock it. Just to fuck with them.
Yeah, I'll is the door locked? I'll turn the handle
the door
really
isn't locked.
Slowly. Okay, I'll lock it.
Okay, make me a open locks roll. It's not very easy to lock and lock.
Just
27. Yeah, interesting point there, Bastion.
You think you almost get it, but not quite, I'm afraid.
I'll try again.
Yes.
Take 20.
Which side are you opening?
Right.
The right hand door. You hear a sound when
not opening, we're shut.
Behind the...
Yes, I'm not opening.
Oh, sorry,
I'm
trying to lock
the reverse of it.
You hear a sound behind the door, and the door swings open in the room.
I'm probably attached to the handle there.
Pulled backwards into the room. Dave, can you draw me that room, please?
You're not helpless, Stacey. I think the doors are supposed to open outwards. But never mind.
Four squares wide.
It does open out. It's not for me.
There's my handle on the show.
Damn!
16 long.
Ooh.
And then there's a
corridor.
16? Very long.
Yes, it's not very wide.
No.
Right then. I'm going to need 12 small models.
12?
And one medium.
Sorry.
I think I've got 12.
I get 22 for my initiative.
Oh, 22.
Fast as I could be ever, unless I get going faster.
I can make you go faster.
Good.
Painting someone behind you and obviously something
faster.
You run away really, really quickly.
I can haste you.
Yay. That'd be handy. That would be good. Initiative.
Well, once I get my initiative down,
I've probably killed half a dozen of them by then.
Then we make him faster.
Dead cleave, dead cleave, dead cleave.
Bom, bom, bom,
do you have infinite cleaves then? Can you just keep
them? No, you can only
cleave once per round.
Oh, is it just once per round?
Yeah, only once per attack.
What's level do you have to be for infinite cleave?
Greater cleave.
I think
I'm there, I could have got it, but I don't think it's that good.
Cleave forever!
Yes.
I think there are far better feats than greater cleave.
You could have got trapped in a circle of cleave.
Just keep going and going.
Why don't you just get whirlwind attack, then greater whirlwind attack?
You could change your name to Anne of Cleves.
16.
Alright then. My initiative for the door is a mighty 14. I made that 11. I have Mooks and Boss. My Mooks are going on a 16. Has anyone looked up Mook in the Monster Manual? And my boss is going on a 17.
Does it look like an end of level boss?
Pardon? Plus 2.
So slow.
Okay, and the Mook's initiative modifier now?
Plus 1. Okay.
Need to arrange them, so
where are my Mooks?
I've only got 9 small ones, unfortunately.
That's okay, I will.
Flamey death.
We'll put in for the rest.
Is this the head
guy? That's the head guy.
Head guy, okay.
I'm about to make him different.
Charge the fire elemental.
Oh, God.
Yes, the Mook.
And the kobolds and the lizardy things and the hairy bald guy and the
robot. How do you know he's got hairy balls?
No, hairy bald. Bald hair. He could have.
I need to write ha ha at the end of everything I say. Not write even.
I'm kidding as a
Get it right on your t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
You open the door. The door is open for us.
My problem. There, the door. But you don't know that.
I'm probably about there.
Yes, you've like been pulled into the room.
Whoosh!
Okay. On the end of the door.
Right then. You walk in to see a room filled with goblins.
Oh, aren't they sweet?
They're all ranked up in a line, and they all have spears and shields.
Can't speak.
How about parley? We could talk to them for a change. We haven't done that for about 10 sessions.
Which language would they be really offended if they heard?
They speak goblin.
What's their favourite enemy?
What's their favourite enemy?
Dwarves.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Depends on where they live and who their favourite enemy is.
I'm not a dwarf, I'm just a big gnome. Yes.
I can speak gnome.
There we go.
I'm going to speak gnomish at them.
Hello. Gnome.
Hello. Are you gnomes?
No, we're not.
Right, who's first?
Party!
That would be Groot then.
Groot, you're on. There's a huge line of goblins in front of you. You can't see the guy behind the door, although you probably figure out there must be someone behind the door, unless it has some kind of automatic door opening mechanism or failing shoved it open.
Have a chat with them!
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
You've charged the ranks of goblin.
Hell yeah.
I thought you might help.
You're going to go kind of southwest. How do you get southeast here?
Ah! Is that because it gets a straight line?
Yeah.
Whee!
So it doesn't affect the problem with changing here.
Interesting. I'm failing in the way anyway.
Well, you've got terrible covers on.
Yeah, I
don't.
let's see.
Hey, don't use me as
12.
Anything.
Oh, 15.
Surprisingly, that hits the goblin warrior.
So much for party!
That was on a 3.
Hey, aren't you the wizard of let's kill them all?
I do at least 9 points of damage.
I'm not the wizard!
No, I do 9 points of damage.
One dies.
Oh, the orcs are still alive in the first bloody room. We didn't kill them. We let them live.
Bearing in mind my memory's rubbish, I'm pretty sure, actually, you were trying to kill
them. No.
One attack.
Yes. You look to be new to the book.
No, that book's rubbish.
I'll look through the
video.
Plugging the enemy.
Thank you.
We've been plugging it for months now, we haven't had any free ones yet.
No, that's not toad. They were mean as well. Cleave. If you deal a creature enough damage to make it drop, you get an immediate extra attack against another creature within reach. You cannot take a 5-foot step making this attack. The extra attack is with the same weapon and at the same bonus as the attack that dropped the previous creature. You can use this ability only once per round. Doesn't actually say you can't use it after a charge.
Fine, that's going to hit it.
Whoosh!
What'd you get?
Snicker snack!
I got 22 to hit.
Smack! Smack!
And a 15 damage.
That phrase seems to bring out the enemy in me.
Okay.
Actually, it's only Vorpal Swords that go snicker snack.
Who's next? That's
why Neil was using it the other night in his game. We were like, no, stop it!
It belongs now again!
Boss.
No, I was just like, no, stop it, I hate it.
Right, this large head looks around the door at you. It's actually a medium-sized head, but it's got fangs.
Do you think it's a medium or a large head?
I don't know.
It's got a foot.
It looks at you.
It might be a large head.
Smiles, but has big teeth, and charges Guru in the back.
I have eyes in the back of my head.
You may have an attack of opportunity if you wish.
I remember.
Oh no, you can't. You haven't gone yet.
No.
Sorry.
I almost remembered the rules.
Well, you did all right.
I'm scaring myself.
It's trying to find me, but it can't.
No. Yeah.
You're
just going to mow through those, aren't you? Like grass and a lawnmower.
Well, no, I'm going to take this guy.
22.
Fun.
22.
Nah, I'm
bastard. I disbelieve the illusion.
I just hit.
Where's me D12?
There was fucking normal sized armor anywhere in this damn dungeon.
You can't use a D12 in D&D.
He only does 10 points of damage.
You can take that.
He swings this huge great axe at you.
Who do you think's going to get all my attacks next round?
Does he only have one attack?
That really ugly little blue goblin in the corner.
Yeah, he only got one attack anywhere. It's quite depressing.
Yeah. Then it's Slith.
Slith?
As bad as I thought.
Where is
monster.
Slith?
Slith is...
No.
Okay. Yeah!
Ooh.
Yeah.
Slith will step into the corner of the room.
See, this is when you use fireball.
There.
Yeah. Can you fire from there?
Like, yeah.
Could get a bit toasty. Oh, it's a long room.
Fire
oh, just listen to
mass
rest.
Oh,
we'll do. We'll do. I'll come up and not fire up all that ass.
That's the one.
Okay.
We'll cast it in a hand.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, see?
Excellent.
Hey?
No,
Fane?
Goblins. I will shoot the man in the back.
You'll shoot
the man. Oh no, I'll sneak a fire.
Yeah.
I remember.
Are you going to do that subdued damage?
No.
There's some more bonus for you.
Okay.
Plus two for flanking.
God,
natural one. Nice. You,
somebody lend me a well.
You subdue your foot.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. It goes numb.
Yeah.
Oh.
Monsters.
Monsters. Those ranked up where the ones died,
mm-hmm.
take a step forward.
Both sets.
Yes. Those to the left, take a step forward.
Ooh.
In fact, those ones there are going to take two steps forward. Thank you.
Ooh.
In fact, that one's going to charge, failing.
That's a little more interesting.
I still reckon you could get most of them with a well-placed fire.
I reckon I could get five. And six.
Okay, let's see.
Target him.
One charging and failing.
Can't charge me, I'm little.
Yes. They're little too.
Big goblin.
Charge! Oh, they're so good.
Once again, a whole plus one, plus two.
16, I assume that. Oh, 17, 18. Excuse me, they're charging.
No.
No, the other one has a go. He can't charge because he's just.
He can.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Ah! And he misses as well.
It's like you've been attacked by a bunch of fraggles.
Garut, you get two attacks on you. Miss. And a 15.
Oh, that'll miss.
Surprisingly, also missed. Who's that?
Yay for the Harbok!
Balthazar,
brave, brave Balthazar, goes snickety snack, snickety snack, snickety snack.
Where's brave, brave Balthazar?
Right there in front, with the fireball spell!
Where are you targeting the fireball spell?
Or have you lost your template?
My template has been tidied away due to the arrival of parents involved. Therefore, it's going to take out that kind of shit.
Yes, yes. Just pick a target point, please.
Blah. I'm going to get it so
you
it takes out.
The target.
You target a point.
Gets that.
Okay. Figure out his target point.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Right. Which will run and catch.
Everybody apart from the box. And Groot. And Failure.
What about the evil?
Yeah, what for them?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yes.
But it won't get him.
That's alright.
Yeah. I was going for the little ones.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Sort of roll your
small P eject from my finger. Straight down it
goes. No, don't roll the ref serves individually. Roll me damage first, see if you kill them with one
66.
Go. See if it's worth me rolling.
2, 8. 14 on 3. 17. 21.
Yeah, they're dead.
26 points.
They're dead even if they do so. Okay, goblins are all dead.
Ah.
Okay, all good.
I left five.
Who's next?
Me.
You. Just write that to your XP pile.
Yeah, the goblins are like 2 XP each.
The smell of victory.
Challenge rating.
Goblin. Can we eat goblins? I know that we don't need to.
Yeah, they're not fiendish.
Cool. They're not fiendish.
Oh, I stand there.
They are, however, intelligent.
In goblin.
Not anymore, they're not.
I demand that you surrender or die.
He's not a goblin. Well, he's a hobgoblin.
He still speaks goblin.
Surrender or die. He turns and laughs at you.
Does he want to turn around and have a look what's behind him or not?
Doesn't care. He shouts over your head.
You got friends. Oh, crap, the other room.
Whoops!
It's Calhiss.
Calhiss will take a step into the room.
Quickly barricade the other door.
As best he can. He'll get in there. He'll see you're talking to him and draw his bow, but he won't fire.
Yeah, I'll do that later.
Oh, my arm is tired. Twang!
Oops. Let me rest. Do I get to kill it?
Do I get to kill it? What? Well,
I've got moved to Mushroom.
Who is next?
He's a bit brave, isn't he, since there's only him.
Add me something in at initiative 20, please.
Damn. Fast.
Sorry, I've rolled it.
I'm going to kill it.
No, go on. Nice!
28. He doesn't charge until...
Well, yeah. It's a free action anyway, isn't it?
Unless you but it's a free action.
He's going to die! How much noise is a fireball going to make when you kill 12 goblins?
That's quite
a sight. It's a whispered fire.
The hell it is.
Silent but deadly.
Well, it goes...
I can tell you that Boyer can make a hell of a lot of noise. How did we do, sorry?
That's one hit.
It's just like the flatulence of God.
16.
Did you just say the most blasphemous thing in the world?
My God! 12
of yours!
That misses even with your flanking.
I'm not religious, I'm concerned.
Right.
Well,
they would
drop the hell of
us at 13.
When Dugan Brightmantle
has a curry,
that's the result!
Misses even with your flanking bonus.
Damn! That's my 3 attacks.
Did you hit? He's still alive!
You hit the first one for 16, yeah?
I hit the first one for 16 points. Okay, who's next?
Whoever's on 20.
Good! The door behind you opens.
Good?
Central Elizabeth to barricade it! What are they doing?
The door behind you opens.
Come up with a brain, you'd be stunning.
And exactly the same number of them are I.
Ooh, is this Clone Wars?
There you go.
Yeah. Because they look precisely the same as the last lot.
Have you killerized some of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that flooding out of the corridor?
Barricade the doors.
They pulled out.
Listen for the sound of drums.
Or you can stand in the doorway and kill them as they come.
Okay. Yes.
Two in the back.
Three.
Four.
Calhis and Bastion. There's a little goblin horde runs across the corridor. One of them opens the door, the rest run through the door.
See, you'll punch the rules for them, but you never do it for us. You make us look up stuff. Yeah, and
they're
just like, oh yeah,
they... Okay, I'm sure there's no rule. It probably has a rule in the book for opening doors. One of them opens the door, the rest
happy.
Run through.
Opening the door
we're
is
happy.
At least a partial action.
Yeah, we're happy with you making stuff up, as long as you make stuff up in our favour sometimes.
I do.
No.
I've ruled in your favour many a time.
No.
You just admitted you added extra monsters when you thought we were too hard.
Occasionally, but you get the XP for them. Anyway,
it makes it even harder to add more extra monsters.
Right, the one in the back of you misses.
Vicious cycle.
Because it only rolled a 6. The one in the back of Calhis only rolled a 5. My monsters get sad. They cry.
Oh,
party!
Boss. They're not going to party. Boss. They're not going to kill him.
Respect for all creatures.
Except goblins. They're like orcs, only worse.
Aren't they like baby orcs?
Okay.
Are they cute?
No.
God, takes another swing at Garud.
This guy's got clean.
Come on the floor.
I don't like Romans anymore.
It's alright, they're all dead.
Unlike these goblins, but they're about to be.
19.
Yes.
Whee.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's really poo.
Really?
12 points of damage.
Who got it?
He hit a rising.
Ouch! Yeah.
They've
been hitting Groot! That's just not
Groot. Groot can take it because he has like 900 hit points.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
I have 28 left.
Ooh, that's one good hit, actually. All I need is to crit you. Times 3 crits.
What? I'm aware of that. I also wield that.
Oh, is it that?
Okay. Right, you're going to get a fast boy. Real soon.
Is there any way to learn how to write and not make that
shoot shoots injured? A produced fire at the man.
Is that right?
She shoots a produced fire thing at the man.
11.
We can have like a grenade.
Yeah, he's on 12. Damage?
D8?
D6 plus 4.
Bent?
You can see it dint.
Look, that's not a straight finger.
You were made of bone, but you can see that there's a dent.
No, there's a bump in my pain.
Oh my god.
Just kill it. Just get in there and subdue it with your super mashy mash.
Yes, I'll creep up behind him with a good roll of the dice.
It's not bad, respectable.
You probably need
flanking, so an extra plus two.
24.
That'll hit.
Shit! Okay, flanking and backstabbing.
Yeah.
So we'll have more bad damages.
You do.
4 plus about 46?
Yes.
Plus 1, I think.
4 plus 1, 46. Plus yeah. 1.
Would you like to move now or after I roll my shit? 6. 7, 8, 9,
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yep.
Is he
down?
Damn it.
Just put a scratch.
Oh, good. That means I get to kill him.
Take another of those.
Double XP for killing blood.
Then it's Balazar.
I never get XP.
Balazar?
Balazar thinks that the half-orc is just too damn slow. Haste.
You're hasting him.
Well, we've got all those to go through afterwards.
That's true.
Yes. Okay, you cast haste on me. Havoc. You are hasted, Mr. Havoc.
Okay, then it'd be me.
Go on then.
I turn around.
You thought you might. You got cum, might you?
I'll serve as the wedding queen.
Smite mine enemies.
It's surprising they're that evil being goblins.
Oh, we've got a smite. Worth killing with that smite.
Just make a concentration check. It's not a great deal, is it? Yeah. I need to make fortitude save.
They do.
Yeah, and a reflexive.
What do you think the thought of a goblin is? Mm. Should I make it en masse, do you think? It's probably the easiest thing, because they're going to fail.
Fortitude save is 16.
Oh, they get plus 3 to that.
Nice.
They fail.
What? They're all blind.
Okay.
And then the reflex save is DC16 as well.
They pass.
Let me show you, so they take 3 damage.
Five of them die.
Do you want the 5 ones at the back to die?
Yeah, well, the thing is, some of them I can't get to because there's a wall in the way. I can't get to that.
Out of the group, 5 die.
That one.
There's 4 of them you can't get to.
Yeah.
Right, hang on then. How many are there? There's
12.
Just hang on. They may be in the 5. Might make some of them lower hit point ones. The ones that like to be near the back. But I'll give them a roll. Hang on. Out of the 12, you can't hit 4.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that means that there's a third chance that means yes. 4. So what I'll do is I'll roll a d6. If it's 1 or a 2, one of the ones you tried to kill is behind a wall.
Okay.
1 is Sif, so you've got it at 4. 2 is Sif. No. Yes. They're like Warhammer dice. They're designed to roll high, but unfortunately they don't. One dead. The rest are blind. Okay, 3 aren't blind because you can get to them.
Yeah,
blind.
Yeah. Whatever. Let's just say 3 at the back are blind. The rest are like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, like they weren't bad enough.
I think
he's blind, right? Okay. Like it wasn't bad enough for the goblins.
Okay, so he walks backwards.
Yeah. Calhis.
Moonwalk.
Calhis.
You've got a check with.
Calhis turns around and kills that one behind him.
Stuk.
Yes.
Not behind him.
Oh, way. Sorry. He
I was going to say that, isn't that?
He hits. It dies.
Wow.
And that's Groot.
Super Groot. Groot Plus.
Okay, 4 attacks.
Number
missed,
1.
He missed with almost all of his last ones.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, it's only 20 critical.
You've got a crit threat.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
But there's a 29.
That'll hurt.
It's just wrong. I'm a fighter.
I know.
I'm good at fighting.
In the old days.
See this guy's a fighter, but unfortunately he's only backed up by goblins.
9.
9, yep.
22.
That'll hurt.
13.
He falls to the ground.
Still going.
28.
Are you actually killing him now he's falling?
He's hasted. He's just... Not had a chance to drop.
You're actually going to kill him.
Yeah, that's another 9 points.
He's dead. He falls to the ground. Dead.
That's not it as well.
He's dead.
That's another 10 points.
It doesn't
he's
matter.
Dead.
He's macerated now.
You hack his corpse to pieces.
I didn't fully attack. There's nothing else I can do. I can't move.
True. Yeah.
You're still killing him while he's dead.
Okay.
Then.
They stumble about blindly. I assume they can move, can't they?
Yes.
But they attack
them. Move closer so we can kill them with more ease.
They move forward.
You said in a straight line while I fire my crossbow, thank you.
Line your heads up now.
The ones at the back are chittering to stab and whatnot. Those that can understand goblin.
Stab, stab.
Because they can see.
Stab, stab, left.
The ones that who can attack through the door.
Three of them.
Two of them.
The front three.
The front three have a go.
They're all blind.
Cal hiss. Missed.
Hit,
incidentally.
Ooh.
18. But that now he's sampled as 19, isn't it?
Oh yes, oh yes, yes. Because he's got scaly skin.
Yeah.
And no, that misses too then. Just check.
Yeah, they're all class of 19.
Yep. That's ridiculous. I've seen that one. Okay. What against goblins? This is pretty pointless. Sure, you don't have another fireball.
Slith.
Well, it's only that one. I assume she's used to produce flame.
And it reappears.
Oh, very good. She steps next to Calhis.
Yeah, she probably steps there.
Sure. She casts a flaming sphere in the middle of them. Because that only hits one of them.
So does flaming sphere.
Yeah, so it does. I forget it's not 10-foot by 10-foot square. How cack is that spell? It's alright.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, you shoot quite well for Boyot on us at one point. Never mind.
I'll be there about 11.
She missed.
Ooh! You're chasing.
12.
And it gets pegged to being blind.
Does it? To be damned. Oh, he's just. Yeah, that's fine.
Huge amount of sleep in his neck as well.
Another one's dead.
Right. Oh, stink!
Do you realize how much XP you get for these, don't you?
Two. One? Maybe 2 points?
None.
None?
No XP?
Well, they're a third each.
Well, that's three for one.
Three or one.
Yeah.
We still get most things for one.
You still get ones for one.
Yeah.
Basically next to nothing.
Oh, that's alright.
But there's the 24 of them you've almost killed.
It's hardly worth
it. You're fireball on the moment.
Yeah, but they've caused shaggle damage to it, so.
Well, that's because they're goblins.
Find them.
Ooh.
I just shoot.
Meow. Thanks. Sting, 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 sting.
You could have just shot it past him.
I'll go there then.
That's where we were. Yeah.
I'll not do anything.
One is dancing around.
Well, you can stay there and shoot.
You're good at like that.
15.
It's a goblin. Surprisingly, that will hit the blinded goblin.
Three.
It dies. It. Just assume if you hit, you die. It dies.
I died in the shock of success.
Basically, after Bastion's spell, they've only got like one or two hits left anywhere.
Balazar.
Balazar steps back towards Bastion to protect him.
Because he cast a spell.
Anyway, bleeding then?
Yeah, on it.
Spell?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not well done.
What's the point?
I'm waiting for Galoot to kick in.
Me? I hold my action to see if anything big and nasty comes around to cast a spell at you.
Very good.
Calhis?
Calhis kills another, probably.
He
gets a natural...
Natural 20!
He shoots. Natural 20.
B. Headman. That's
his bow.
Doesn't need to, it's a goblin.
Whoa!
See, it dies.
That's where the Rollmaster tables for really nasty, painful death are quite amazing.
And then it's screwed.
Can I charge there?
Yeah, you're hasted. You're like super speed. It just appears like bing.
Yeah, 14. 14.
Of course it hits.
It's dead.
He's fucking
dead. Around plus 15, so assume that you get at least a minus one.
But I think you only get the standard attack, so you're not using the full attack routine because you move.
Yeah.
Really helps the foe play.
You're supposed to be on our side.
That dies. I cleave. Okay. I've decided I'm allowed to cleave. That hits. That
dies. Tink! Cool. Tink!
Is that all your attacks done with your hasting?
Because I charged.
Still quite impressive.
Full attack.
Dave, give me some more beasties at initiative 17, please.
Keep them coming. They're hardly worth the points. But keep them coming. Get a good workout.
I'm just using what's here.
Do I get my AC bonus? Do I get an AC bonus for being hit?
Yes, one.
Yep.
One get plus one to hit as well.
Ooh.
You'd be much better.
It did. That was a previous edition.
Which previous edition?
What's the
previous third edition or a previous
initiative modifier?
Plus one.
There you go now then.
Right. The door behind you at the end of the corridor opens.
Door behind us at the end of the corridor.
They're behind you at the end of the room.
Wow! The entire dungeon's coming out to fight us!
Woohoo!
Bring it on!
Yeah, this side, this door. Guess what comes out? Now we're up for a challenge, laddies. Just put the goblins that have died at the other end of the room and make them a full move into the room.
Here.
Yeah, just put them on the table. They're going to move in.
Bang
me. Don't
put them
on
the edge of the
map,
because it's not actually on
there. Yeah,
they're
on 20,
yeah. No,
another move 30.
The
entire bloody dungeon's coming towards
us! As they die, just rank them up behind, will you? They're ranked in a rank of four. Bing, bing, four. Like that.
My god, they're self-spawning!
Eh? Oh, god. Sorry. Okay, assume they're in rank four until they move across your initiative track.
Got you. Alright.
There's another 12.
Slith.
Slith?
Yes.
Slith.
Pointing pens.
Your haste goes on for the last time. You did, yes. You held your action. Would you like to cast a spell on the monsters?
Yes.
What?
Have they all come through the door?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
They're all piling through in a little hall. But then they're ranking up as soon as they get in and they're moving.
Fraggle attack!
Yeah, you don't want to have another one
of those. Cost you anything.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
All right,
Down Fraggle Rock.
What does it cost you?
Strength.
DT Strength.
It's a rude version of Fraggle Rock.
2 6, 1 4 2 1 week.
Okay. There we go.
Can you get them all?
Yeah,
you
probably
can. But I'm sure you can
just get a book
out right into the rock. And grabbing by the...
No.
Yeah, grabbing by the lock.
The lock? No.
And they fail that day. They take 10 damage.
They all die.
What's that behind us? Nothing. Next.
Threat
has been eliminated.
You know one thing I don't understand about this level? Why they bothered to put, like, 36 goblin warriors in here?
Yeah.
Why are goblins so they surround me so I can take them all out next round?
No, they're not. They're actually trained goblins. They're designed to walk in ranks and file.
Oh.
Which actually means that you don't cleave them as well, and they get an AC bonus because their mate next to them looks after them with his shield.
Not for much longer.
So all those monsters are dead, aren't they?
Yes, they're all dead.
All dead!
Well, that was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, hang on, no, we've missed a monster there.
Oh,
the ones in front.
They step around. Let's go in the middle. They're still blind.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that are blind step in. The ones that are blind, they just surround him, damn it. They're going back to old goblin behaviour.
Because they're blind and they're poking sticks.
I believe three of them aren't blind, and one of them is. So we'll go with the one that is blind first. You should get 17.
No.
And the ones that aren't blind...
Oh, no, it doesn't. Not with
blind. ...gets 17. 4. And 7.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, the guy you killed a grit cleave.
Count it. Sorry.
Like he was ever gonna use that.
I'm not against party, I think it's ridiculous to give him. He'd be better off with other stuff, like better armour.
Great cleave, yes. I killed this 6th level warrior.
I know.
Then I'd swing and kill this 6th level mage. Swing and kill the 6th level thief.
I know, he's dealing out D12 plus not 7 thief. Damage.
You're a thief, you
rogue.
Slith.
You pick locks and nick stuff.
Slith size.
I don't
nick
anything for...
Slith
taps ages!
Says, continuing the list of stolen items.
Which gets increasingly
did
you
see? Yeah.
Oh, no,
we've not had anything
recently.
I know, it's been a bit poor, hasn't it? It's Mike, as far as we're concerned, it's been poor since the beginning.
10 points of damage.
No, kaboom. You know about most of the Session 7, Session 8, Session 9, Session 10, Session 11, Session 12.
We're being stiffed. Mine thought you were only fighting goblins.
13, 14.
Oh dear. Hey.
Yes.
Do you want
to shoot one?
Who's left? These.
Just these four.
Yeah. And that man as well.
Well,
I'll shoot
that. He's one of them
as well.
Yeah, that's one
moved there and shoot
them.
Or not.
It's alright, I'll get it.
Balazar holds action. What for?
Just in case.
You know, there might be
some more goblins.
In case something comes up behind our ears again.
Very good.
Kind your ears.
Kind your ears.
Calhis shoots another one.
A bit
My ears are fine. You alright, Lolo?
No.
He dies. I know you're trying to get on the good side of the rep, but
I
not like
that. 5 minutes there.
I take a 5 minutes there.
Yeah, he's not slow.
That's a big bunch of grapes.
No, it's to
counteract the fact that you're eating Nestle
Kilbeer. One!
No, attack
rolls. Misses!
What a one!
You missed a goblin!
I rolled one. I'm very, very laughing at you.
Very, very laughing at
you. That's a bit more respectable.
19.
That'll hit.
Assume they die.
I'm doing at least 7. That'll be a cleave hit.
One hit kill.
Cleave hit. Dead. Is 25.
That's another dead.
And your second regular hit.
Sorry, third.
Yeah. Third attack, second regular hit.
He's looking nervous.
Dead.
Dead.
Okay, he does.
Congratulations.
You killed a random character.
Ooh, we have
great.
Let's search his body.
Oh. Bloody good thing we didn't ask him to join the party then.
Axe! Is it better than my axe?
Well, he lands, so there we go.
I got two great axes now.
Oh, yes! You could do all those neat twirly tricks now with two axes.
Oh, I can't.
I can
teach you
because I have poison.
Double web of death.
I'm not big enough to use them one-handed. They're great axes.
This is farcical.
I'll go and check out the door at the other end of the room.
Which room?
We don't mind farcical as long as it's in our favour.
Yeah.
Yep, the one I came through. That's still going to be the description of the room you're in.
Okay.
Long yeah, it's a long room. It's basically a drilling room for exercising. It looks like they've been training in here for rank and file. Marching up and down.
They weren't trained very well!
I just wrote visa instead of vice.
The room you open into is a Spartan room. Which,
Greeks and other people of antiquity.
Yes, there's some furniture in here, but it looks like it's a barracks of some kind.
A goblin barracks!
It looks like a barracks of some kind.
It landed up, but it landed up right.
There's a northern door and a southern door out of this room.
What about chests or...
Yes, there's the odd footlocker.
Pallets or double-decker...
Bastion sees some typical things you'd find in the barracks. Footlockers, beds, pallets, that sort of thing.
Shall we check the other side before we start? You're looting.
Checking the other side?
Looting? Oh yes, go on. They all rushed out to see us.
Down to the other end.
Yeah. Least we can do is go and say hello.
Bring the 12 goblins from that room.
I'm searching constantly. What are another
12 goblins? That's going to take 3 rounds.
Me on my own.
17 for searching.
Well, all 18
seems
seconds.
To be some kind of observation post. It's set up to sort of like a guard room.
That's just over, like.
And again, at the northern and southern door.
Right.
I'd just like to say that I've removed another phalanx of 12 goblins from that end room, mainly because they're crap.
Oh!
And not worth your time. I consider it a trade-off for the fiendish minotaur.
We don't consider that a trade-off. Bring him in!
That's worth a good 8 XP to us.
Yeah. Next! Which way are you going?
Searching.
Are you searching bodies?
Looking for...
Okay.
How many times do I have to say the same thing?
In the footlockers of the goblins, you find many personal and worthless trinkets. Yeah. Every goblin that has fought has a spear and a shield.
Yeah. I replaced my sadly shortened spear. Although they're goblin-sized spears, so they're probably fucking short anyways.
Yeah.
I don't pick any of it up.
The hobgoblin,
who
lies dead, was wearing a chain shirt.
How big is he?
It's mine.
Me.
It's mine.
I've already got
a
chain.
Oh.
He's my game,
sir.
I can't have it, can I?
There's no one
else
better armour.
Sorry. He has a very nice looking great axe.
That magic.
Oh.
Magic. Yes, dear. Well, it is, yes.
It's magic!
What's the one you're testing it against?
Plus one and it glows.
Right. It feels roughly equivalent when you wave them in the air.
Two plus ones? And you can't use them single-handed.
Bugger. This one glows.
And the other one doesn't glow. Is that more stealthy?
I use this one when I'm sneaking up on people.
Yeah. And the other one when you're just being flashed.
Yet another plus one great axe.
I've only got two. I got rid of the non-masterwork battle axe when I picked up the other great axe. And the first magic great axe.
He also has a dagger, a light crossbow, and 18 bolts.
Is that magic?
Take the bolts. The medium size.
If it's magic, it glows. Crossbow. I pose that any magic.
Crossbow, a light crossbow.
Yeah. Yes, but it's small-sized light crossbow.
Well, I'll just sit down and sulk then.
I'll take the bolts.
Okay. It's all already.
I've also seen there's any of the magic.
Well, you fire heavy crossbow, don't you?
Yeah.
Bolts are different.
Ha ha
ha.
I'll take them anyway. I could probably still use them in it.
Yes, just a light crossbow bolts.
I believe I did.
We've got barrels of light crossbow.
Yes, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sod of them. Never mind.
Okay.
What now, folks?
Because they fit in.
There's a northern and southern door at either end of this.
Auto machine gun?
Repeating crossbow.
Yeah.
I follow where my brave party tell me to go.
This lovely mess of stuff.
I think we should come back to those bloody cones we were opening.
Is there any chance you could heal me, Sledge?
Oh, you're injured. Okay.
Yes, some of us are.
I'm about 40 off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It admittedly still leaves me at over 20, but...
Well, the first thing I'll do, as we've not met a great deal of them there, I shall go up on Torn to heal everybody.
Are you resting?
No.
No.
Use a sacred healing. So everybody gets... passing 3 rounds, so 9 hit points.
Oh, thank you.
Because I don't need any.
Let it be your god, Torn.
I've already got hit points. I want a different present.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Fortunately, it doesn't do that.
That'll do me.
And then I cast Cure Serious Wounds on you.
Yeah, I'm 28 off.
You can do it, Bastion. You can do it, Bastion. Come on!
I want to know how that 16, translates 7, to
yours. 23. A respectable result by Bastion.
You'll probably end up with it as a sound bite.
All three of you, all in tune, all at the same time.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm the butcher's one here.
You probably are.
It's a butcher's dog. It's a butcher's dog. Okay.
Old Diane of CJD.
Mad. Right, which way to the exit?
Which way do you want to go?
I say we've gone to this map. Huge mess of...
Yeah, let's do the maze.
How map it.
Yeah.
What?
Map it.
No.
Map the maze.
Are you going that one
here? Because we've got a map of the maze.
We've got a map straight ahead of it.
I haven't quite decided.
Why am I telling you? It tastes like soap! That's why it tastes
here. This tastes disgusting to you.
No, they taste like grapes.
I'm sorry, it's like in a pub when someone has a pint that they think's a bit off. They hand it round to everyone.
Everybody can try one because I'm quite concerned.
Soapy.
That there are soapy tastes to my grapes. Or is it just me making it up?
It's just you making it up.
Fairy liquid or lemon juice?
Now I'm licking my lips, I can taste something funny.
Have you been gnawing on bars of soap again?
I thought that was candles.
You're not funny.
How about...
Especially after that email.
How about we head for that interesting circular room in the west?
Yeah.
East.
That circle.
The circular room in the east.
Yeah. We circumnavigate the globe. Sorry, maze.
Yes, we go
directly... Are you circumnavigating the maze?
Circumambulate maze.
Yes, let's do that.
Call me Magellan.
You can circumcise it.
Okay.
Can I have a heel skin?
You enter a long winding tunnel. The walls are covered in moss and vines, and a pungent stench fills the air. Off in the distance you can hear the sounds of various creatures, their echoes playing tricks along the snaking corridor.
Okay. We go down along the bottom, past all the entrances to the end one.
Yeah.
And then up. And across, and down
the way. I'll take on one of those pies.
And up.
You're
and
pie.
Along to the end. And up, and across. And up, and out the first door.
So you're going along the bottom up. One roll for the wandering through there then.
Mr. Stoop. Basically keeping south and heading east.
Yeah.
Along the bottom.
Yeah. You're going to get one roll for an encounter of the maze.
Okay.
I'll
come out the first door and then...
I'm not sure about these sounds. It sounds like there's things in the ear, or I don't know.
Possibly, but we'll keep an ear out.
Aye. I don't like these sounds in this place. I'm a dwarf, but even I like to see a bit of daylight.
It wasn't daylight.
No! The real thing!
Okay. I can do daylight.
Can you do daylight?
Yeah.
He does daylight, he does.
It's all exciting.
Right. Trudge, 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 happy party.
No, just trudging along.
Marching order as per usual.
Oh, she happened to have a
pie. She's happy to have a pie. She wasn't quite sure what I was saying because she was asleep.
Oh, oh, my God.
Right.
We're very tired, just got back.
Yeah, she said.
That works for me.
Okay.
I'll get to the middle.
I was in for the front.
You're trudging through maze.
We are trudging through maze.
The time you went to go, it's fine.
Okay. We are boldly stepping
on the trudging. Spot check, Ferlin.
Don't like you when you talk to me.
Sorry, you're the only person who met me.
You just skipped a large pen save this.
No, spot check.
That's 8.
14. The trap goes off.
That's what you don't want to hear. And actually, the bit you don't want to hear is as your head falls off your shoulders and bounces along the corridor.
Phantasmal killer spell, please.
Ooh! Will say, followed by thought say.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm stunning at both of them, you'll be pleased to hear.
Ooh.
This could be interesting. What's
the scale on that map, by the way?
Don't know.
Just wondered how big.
Fortitude bite and then will?
Yeah, will then fortitude. Make your will save.
9.
That won't cut it.
What
really,
do you believe?
Really make your fortitude save.
You believe it's real.
What do you need? What do you need? You need to focus on the number. What do you need? What does Phelan need?
You're going to need about 18s, 19s, 20s-ish.
Natural rolls. Yes!
How'd you do?
18 plus.
You failed that you passed your fortitude?
21.
Right, what did she say? Basically, you step.
Possibly sort of scary.
Yes, some kind of horrible.
3d6 damage.
Giant
kind of horrible beast attacks you. You go, a giant horrible beast, and then it tries to beat you really, really hard.
Yeah.
I'll defend myself.
She starts fighting something that none of the rest of you can see.
She's having a fit! Quick!
And she takes 3d6 damage. Wounds begin to open up.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
But that's about it.
You only take 6 points of damage. Wounds begin to open up on her face and arms.
It's an invisible monster!
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot that I only had 16 hit points.
No, you don't anymore.
Now you have 10.
It wasn't damage, was it? It was con loss, wasn't it?
Oh, con loss. You con loss, don't you? Oh, you're weak.
I remember. I should look at my character sheet more often.
Did you just get blowed back from Bastion's magical healing? Actually, was that?
No. It was
Conloth. Yeah.
I remember.
Okay.
And that's it.
You can remember that one's mine.
Are you heading towards
the wizard? Where's mine? The major three there,
Bastion.
Yeah,
you're heading towards 94.
Sorry.
95?
Well, it doesn't look like we can get from 94 to anywhere.
Oh, yeah, of course.